Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You damn Skippy, we start now. Always appreciation to D&M Auto Leasing for allowing us to grab the baton from the fellas, the fine fellas, that is, of Paint and Pendergast. Let's get, I know, I can tell. So I'm going to make it more intentional that I call you guys, not just fellas, but fine fellas.
I get very jealous when I hear you call the drive the fine fellas of the drive. And I'm like, what makes Seth and I so unfine right now?
I think it's just the morning. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like if you guys were doing this a little bit later in the day when you really like
fine.
You're really going, it's like, oh man, this is something fine.
Oh, you're forgiven. It's all good.
Thanks, man. From the 415, someone tells Sean Goon Time means something totally different now. Yeah, that's right. The kids ruin everything.
I was thinking
don't
that,
they?
Man.
Oh. They just
when y'all said that, I'm like, oh.
So we'll do a little a text exchange. As Seth sends us a text about what he was talking about with you during the break, I will send you a text that explains where the kids have taken the meaning of the word goon from where it used to be, which was just a blue collar American beat somebody
else. That's all I know.
It is now something that is best kept behind closed doors.
This is all I want to know. And I do want to see the text exchange. Uh-huh. I want to know what the meaning of it is. That you can't say it on air tells me that this is the valid question.
I mean, I could say it on air. I just don't
am
feel
I
like it.
Going to get canceled because I said goon?
No.
That's all I care.
We're just going to look at you a little funny.
I mean, what else is it's there? Not illegal. It's just one of those things that's it's not kind illegal. Of frowned
is it,
upon
it,
to some degree?
Is it going to turn into a hotkey? That's what I want to know.
It could.
Yeah.
It
did
could.
I just give you an idea?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, salute to Lisa Ann. I say that.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay.
Some Lisa Ann. There we go.
All right.
Maybe you are a goon.
Oh,
you might be a goon then.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, who amongst us isn't to some degree?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Sean the Gooner.
I'm so confused.
All right. That was a little much there, Fig. Let's get going in a real way.
And that was over the top.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. You're saying some words that I don't understand, so I'm going to take them as disrespect.
Sean Gooner Gas.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. The people involved are John Lopez. I'm Reginald Latu. That's Figgy Fig. The text line always available to you, 713-572-4610. And also appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch, 610 Houston. And Lopez, I mean, I'm going to skip the pleasantries. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good. I was having a blast last night.
How could you not?
I mean, let's be honest. And here, let's do this, because I think Sean did this, and I want the same endorphins that I felt when he did this. Can you cue up? Let's say cut three here. I want those endorphins. And again, stop using the word. We've reached the cap on the number of times that we
should
say that word.
You're the one that said endorphins, not me.
All right. Okay. This is... I felt good. Endorphins don't have to be in that place. I feel like you're bastardizing what the word endorphins needs to mean in this circumstance. Anyways, let me just play the clip. This happened last night. Yeah.
He drills one high and deep. Forget about it. Jacks for Cam Smith, and the Astros lead 4-0. Dana Brown said they come in bunches, 2-2 at bats.
That was a bomb. Cam flexing.
That was the third home run of the night? The third of five home runs?
Yeah.
As finally, Park Factor coming in to matter here, baby.
I guess.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, look, to tell you in all honesty, mm-hmm. the way that I felt watching this game, like mm-hmm. pretty early on, it reminded me of the movie Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you've seen it, and maybe this is just my mind wanting to get to like movie club.
Yeah.
This is what I thought of seeing the Astros go on a hit a palooza last night. Of course.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
Except like hit.
Yeah.
From now on, like now that's how you're supposed to hit.
But you said a mouthful. I think that is what my big takeaway was in a different way, and it's specific to Cam Smith. If you've watched any Astros games, you've heard Jeff Blum and I've believed this. Other people have believed this for years. If Cam Smith can just get a little elevation in his swing, just a little pull, just a little more open hip, then all kinds of good things are going to happen. It's been an ongoing theme because keep in mind, I mean, from the time you're a little leaguer, they always say hit the top of the ball, hit over the ball, drive the ball, you know, up the middle, all that stuff.
I don't know. Are they still saying that in a little league, the way that we have changed the game so much?
Right. The game has changed a lot. But clearly, he's been a drive the ball, you know, kind of guy. You get a little elevation. I think I texted you about this last night. He's starting to get a little elevation. That changes everything, man, especially, you know, with the way this lineup. It's if you look at everybody's numbers individually, you're not going to be blown away. I mean, in certain players, yes. But you're not going to be blown away by the numbers of the entire lineup collectively. But they all come up with big hits at some point, and that's where this streak has begun. And if Cam Smith starts elevating the ball, extra base hits, more RBIs, the whole nine yards.
I mean, 15 hits on the night, 13 runs, and a 13-3 victory over the Athletics. And I mean, like, Cooper Hummel got in on the mm-hmm. action. Dubon continues his, like, fantastic
with
play
Jordan's
in Sacramento.
Bat.
Yes, with Jordan's bat, mm-hmm. which – should Jordan just have a line? Because, like, Altuve using Jordan's glove.
Yeah.
Dubon using Jordan's bat. Just have a line. If that's,
well, hell, he doesn't use them.
Are we doing – all right. You're not wrong, but you don't have to say it. Should we just have the Jordan line of things that we – is this mm-hmm. Michael's secret stuff mm-hmm. that we're doing here? But, no, I mean, like, this was fantastic. The thing I want to ask is how much does this feel – of course, this is isolated. Like, this, you're not going to mm-hmm. have 13 runs every night. I mean, and if you do, hoo boy.
Yeah.
But, like – does this feel like something that can be carried on forward, or is this something that is simply like, all right, we're just going to hit for our lick while we're playing in a AAA stadium where the ball carries?
Well, this is not going to be, you said it, it's not going to be 13 runs, all that stuff. That's not going to be carried forward. But this type of offense with, you know, hell, you know, Christian Walker, what was his 10th? You know, he hadn't been tearing it up, but again, very good, very timely hit. You mentioned Hummel, Cam Smith with two, Dubon. If I think the fact that they're, you know, they've gained their confidence, you know, we've talked about how they've said things like, this is what the Astros do. We are confident, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's starting to translate a little more in the batter's box. I mean, a lot of this can carry on, I think.
I'm interested to see how it continues to go because, like, it does feel like you talked about it, right? Like the mm-hmm. opportune hitting. But this one definitely felt like, oh, we're getting extra base hits and we're upping are slugging on this particular day. Like, I would very much, and maybe this is one of those things where you create your reality by, you know, the framework that you come into it with, but I very much was like, all right, you know, at some point, this park is going to help you out. And I was like, okay, so here is the instance where the park helps you out. I still have some interesting questions as to what's going to happen swinging the bat-wise from the 8-3-2 Walker's still a bum. I wouldn't go that far, but, like, how much do you then lean on the idea that finally you get the 2-for-5 with, you know, two hits, or two mm-hmm. RBI, rather, is what I was trying to get to in this game. Whereas, like, we've seen for a pretty long period of time him have some struggles, even though he's hitting the ball hard and, you know, seemingly not finding mm-hmm. the good luck or what finding grass or what have you. Like, how much do you lean into that? Because it's still a .216 batting average, even with all of the things that you've seen.
Well, the one thing he has going for him, we saw yesterday. You know, it's still .216. It's still not what you want. But the power is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the barreling up of balls
the
is
exit
there.
Velo,
exit velocity is there. All of that is there. So it's almost like it's one thing for, like, I don't know, Yonner, who hasn't been exactly what we expected him to be, you know, to not really be hitting the numbers we expected because you don't expect necessarily that power. He doesn't drive the ball as much. you ride it out a little more with Christian Walker, and frankly, they are. I mean, Christian Walker's not going anywhere.
No, although the Astros did trade for a first baseman, a minor league one, though, the guy who will play at AAA. But they did trade for a first baseman. We'll talk more about that as we continue with the program. But, yeah, man, I was very excited watching this game, and it was encouraging. And, of course, I'm talking about the hitting. We should give a lot of credit because, I mean, again, we've talked about this to some degree. But the man who constantly makes all the people talk about Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, I guess I saw him described as the quadruple A pitchers that team has had to use, all the guys that are kind of triple A guys, but they're having to make up a majority now of your rotation. Another one of those fantastic, or at least, you know, really good for the circumstances outings. Actually, no, it's just good generally for Jason Alexander, six innings. With only two earned runs given up, and that happened really late in this. I mean, this happened. Yeah. That happened in the seventh when he was trying to, or when
stretching again,
trying to stretch out Jason Alexander to get even deeper into this. And I don't blame you.
No, I don't blame him. I'm saying it might be an effect.
I don't even know how much that one's a lance. I feel like that one's just if we don't have to use the pen with all of the all of the run support that we have, we don't need to.
Yeah, they have the big cushion,
right? But then you get to that space. But I mean, it really does feel like they're going to find a way to make this happen. And of course, we talked about the idea of pitching with a different level of pressure because you had that run support changes it. But this already feels like, okay, so this Jason Alexander thing might work. Like, are they just touched in this way to just constantly bring fine pitchers and pull them out of their you-know-whats?
Oh, you say, are they just touched? It's not luck. You know, it's one thing to kind of strike gold with a pitcher that you call up and he has a couple of good outings. If there's like a common thread, what, the last 5 years with this club, is they bring up a pitcher and that pitcher is good. That cannot be luck. There is something that they do. And by acquiring pitchers, you say, when they acquired him, we're looking at him like,
And we did love Kikuchi, didn't we?
We really did. I mean, there is something in there, whether it's how they their pitch selection, you know, how they coach them with their pitch selection, how they make adjustments. There is something there that is just, frankly, it's the common thread, and it's one of the most important things this team has done.
And, I mean, it allows the Mariners just keep getting victories right when the Astros get victories. They're just mirroring them, so you're not gaining more of a lead. But, I mean, still 11 games over .500 for the Astros. And this cushion, I mean, you're continuing to at least, like, keep it or grow it. Hopefully you have an opportunity to grow it tonight. But as much as I feel bad, watching the game last night, there was a point in time where I thought to myself, I keep waiting for the cliff, and they have not hit it.
Yeah.
Even as, you know, you can talk about, like, the, you know, the many, many injuries that they've had. Pitching-wise, the idea that they're having so many people that they're having to call up. Even injury-wise, on the field level, Cooper Hummel, again, we talked about him having to play in the outfield, and Shea Whitcomb comes back up and is recalled back up to the big league squad. And yet and still, they're finding wins. I mean, this is, I mean, what? 17 out of the last 24s that we're at now in victories for the Astros, and they obviously have an opportunity to go again, continue to build the cushion. I'm starting to get to the place where I'm like, even if I have my reasonable doubts, I don't feel like I can, you know, continue to push those forward with the way that they have continued to navigate this, which word to Joe Espada, word to, you know, all the various other coaches that are here, and obviously the dedication and the grit of this team.
Yeah, and you know, you're to a point right now where it used to be you call up a pitcher like this, and you're deep into the depth chart now of pitchers you've called up, and you're like, okay, fingers crossed, you know, let's see, and you don't have high expectations. Now I kind of... It didn't really surprise me last night that they got this out of them, you know?
Yeah. All right. So Astros go again tonight in the final game of the series. Tomorrow night. Tonight's the night off.
They have four game series.
Is it a four game set?
Pretty sure it's four games.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm not looking at the schedule right. So it is tonight. Fromber is on the mound. Again, 9:05. Still late. How are you holding up?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
Well, just, okay. I think you know what I meant. How are you holding up on staying up late for these games?
Last night I did. I guess, you know, biorhythms, man. Some days you're not feeling it. Some days you are. And last night I stayed up. Well, you know.
It helps when they're hitting the ball out of the park.
That helped for sure.
Fromber back on the mound. And Wes Clark, the newest.
Watched a little hockey?
I watched a lot of hockey myself. But Wes Clark is the newest addition to the Astros. First baseman and catcher. From the Brewers, I haven't seen what the get back is or like what the compensation is that the Astros are trading. But that is an interesting thing that I want to circle back to at some point. For first baseman and catcher that they bring up,
at the highest portion of the farm system. Again, something that is necessary for this farm, but I was interested in seeing that. But another victory for the Astros in fantastic fashion. And they continue to put themselves in a higher regard in the AL. We'll have to talk more about that as we go on the program. But it's Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And a number of people talk about the way that we started the show. And one of the things I got to tell you, I feel like you should have known by the way we were talking about that, that you shouldn't Google the thing that we were. Like, that feels like it falls in the Evan Fournier never Google territory. Mm-hmm. But if you did, I apologize. And if you haven't yet, I encourage you not to. Regardless.
We'll Which continue. Means they will.
Yeah, I know what that word looks like. All right, coming up next in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, more information on the possibility of a KD trade. Does this change how you feel at all? And is Jalen Green wanted around the league? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Am I going to be a bad teammate in this moment? Yes, I am. Because John Lopez, I'm Reginald Attitude, let's figure
it out. I was going to say what you're going to say because I know what you're going to say.
John Lopez, just in the break, was like, I love this song, the song that's in our intro. He was like, what's it called again?
I was going to say Tops Fall, which is even worse. Is it called Tops Fall?
Well, technically, the top did fall.
Yeah, it did fall. Yeah. It just, but it was intentional. So it was.
Is
dropped.
That the most old tops man drop. Thing I've done in the last month?
Oh, it can't be. It can't be.
Isn't it called Tops Fall?
No, that can't be it. I'm sure there's another one. But
to
yeah.
me, it's Tops Fall.
Always salute Pat, and salute to you hanging out with us on a Wednesday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It feels like there's a lot of activity around the notion of Kevin Durant being traded as opposed to like actual action towards the possibility of him being traded. But we still are on Kevin Durant watch generally. In fact, just yesterday when we were at the Kim Davis's signing for her new book that came out, I encourage people to go look for that. Go buy it. But I was talking with someone else. I think it was actually Sarge. I was talking to Sarge. And just like, all right, well, we started chopping it up about the possibility of KD and the fit and all of the things that we've had talking about. And that's what it feels like has been. Just a lot of conversations at that level of, you know, just a couple of guys talking hoop. But also at the, like, you know, the actual reporting level that we've gotten so much in this way. And it, I mean, it still feels like the Rockets are probably like the leader in the clubhouse, but is there, it feels like the clubhouse is pretty empty just generally on this. The Spurs are reported to kind of be in this place where they are not necessarily looking to push all that aggressively. Maybe they are seeming like they are going to kind of continue to work with this young crew and maybe operate where they continue to look for, you know, what might happen at the trade deadline or further on if Jaylen Brown comes free or Giannis becomes a little bit more accessible. But, I mean, where are you at this point? Because, I mean, there's been a lot more reporting and some interesting stuff on what the Rockets would and would not do as well.
It's what you want to believe. Pick five different searches with Kevin Durant, five different websites. You get five different answers right now. That's where we are. It's so unsure right now. The Rockets, I actually looked this morning. They're tied for the best odds to get Kevin Durant.
Right.
The Spurs were last week. The Rockets are today. Who knows who's going to be tomorrow? And then you start looking at some of these, and not just aggregators, like legit NBA writers, you know, that are deep in with the general managers and clubs and agents and everything else. You'll find five different opinions on exactly how it's fallen right now. So what do you believe? I believe this. And I think this is, and I'm getting it from the fact that you can look at five different places and find five different answers. I feel like, number one, every team involved is trying to lowball the Suns. You know, they're trying to get away with...
As they should.
As they should. You're right, 100%. And number two, I do feel like Kevin Durant, because of all that, already knows where he wants to go. But his agent is telling him, let's just hold off and see what we can get in terms of, you know, down the road, et cetera, contracts and all that. I think he already knows.
I'm not even certain in that regard because, I mean, there's been reporting that the Suns might trade him to the Timberwolves, who seem to be the most eager to try and get something done, even though I don't think that that's a place that Kevin Durant actually want to play. This is Brian Windhorst, who is, you know, a senior NBA reporter, insider for ESPN, on one of the latest kind of aspects of the Kevin Durant trade and, as you were talking about, maybe the lack of offers that the Suns enjoy.
Where do you think Durant ends up, Brian?
It's a real stare down. You know, Desmond Bane got traded for four first-round picks, and I see people saying, oh, my God, if Desmond Bane gets traded for four first-round picks, Kevin Durant's got to be you got to get six first-round picks. No, you're not going to get that great of a package because the team paying for it isn't sure what Durant's going to do necessarily. And the teams that Durant wants to go to, Houston and San Antonio, for example, they're leery of paying a huge amount for a 37-year-old. Their whole teams are in their early to mid-20s.
Right.
You know? So you don't have alignment in making everybody getting on the same page. You know, what Durant wants, what the Suns need, what the teams want to pay
right.
with the contract. I would not rule out the Suns not being able to get a trade they like and having to make a decision. Like, do we not trade him at all?
I mean, that's not going to happen. He's going to get traded. I would almost put it in. At 100%, he's going to get traded. The other interesting thing to me from a Rockets perspective, which, of course, is what we are most interested in, is like Jalen Green all of a sudden is becoming like an albatross.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To some degree, yeah. I don't know how far I get to that space because I think the idea and the reporting that I think you're leaning
on. We'll give
on
you Jalen Green. No, we're good.
Well, the idea is that the Suns would not or have already done the due diligence on maybe finding another place for him to land. And mm-hmm. I think that speaks specifically to if they're trading Kevin Durant, they know they can't get off of mm-hmm. Bradley Beal, who is a shooting guard / small forward. And then Devin Booker would remain because that's the part that they want to keep and foundationally build around. He's a point guard, shooting guard, he's a combo guard. Mm-hmm. Where do you then put a Jalen Green with the number of minutes that you would expect from a player like him? It does not necessarily fit in what you're trying to do, so they'd want to move him on. The interesting part is finding the other place to house him. And there are some teams that'd be interested in, but would that necessarily work out in the way that you want?
See, that's the thing.
Do you feel like it's the contract, too? The contract kind of play a part of it, too?
Not really.
It's manageable?
Yeah, not really. I get your point on that, but we have to also realize we are in a small man era of the NBA. You can have Jalen Green. If he were good enough, if he was that transcendent a player, they would not say, "Nah, we'll try to move him on." Like you know, you play 3-6-6 guys, 3-6-4 guys a lot in the NBA. I mean, an awful lot. So I get your point, and it might be a factor to some degree. But if he were that, you know, sort of attractive, they would take him.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like the Rockets are all that ready to move on from. This is actually Kelly Eco on the Rockets Collective podcast. Shout out to those fellas getting things going recently. This is him talking about kind of the Rockets' perspective of the Kevin Durant everything, to be honest.
They don't want to lose Tari and Jabari, like, for obvious reasons. Those guys are really integral parts of the Ime Udoka's system. In terms of what they're willing to package together for Kevin Durant, it's kind of tough to say. I mean, for me, trying to read the tea leaves, it seems to me, and this is just me, that they would be just trying to match salary. And it seems to me that they would be trying to explore a way to get KD while keeping Jalen, if that makes sense.
This is so interesting to me. It just is. A player like Kevin Durant, older, obviously, but still, as we've discussed, you know, a lot, able to do the things we're seeing on TV right now,
right.
In fact, almost at will. It's as if the Rockets are saying, yeah, we want him. Yeah, we're willing to give up something, but not that, and that. And I mentioned this to you, you know, before the show. It's an old adage, but it's absolutely as true now as it ever was. If it doesn't hurt, it's probably not a good trade because it has to hurt to get a big-time transcendent player like that. And I don't know how much the Rockets are willing to hurt a little bit on this.
I mean, and that I feel like there's some of that, but I would probably lean into the idea that it's probably more of a market consideration thing where they look up and they go, if we don't have to pay a lot, if we don't have to make it hurt,
right,
if you
there's
don't,
that.
I think, and if I had to put percentages on it, I think that it feels almost like it's a 70%. The Rockets are looking around like, we don't have to mm-hmm. put up something that's really, really big in order to get this, because what you would be get out of it is you're in a bad place. You're in a place where mm-hmm. you can't have a lot of maneuverability because of the contractual situations that you're in. And so we don't have to give up a lot. And it maybe is 30% on the idea mm-hmm. of what you were talking about, where it's like, we don't want to inconvenience ourselves. But I mean, it all is starting to feel like, and of course this deal, if they want to get it done, the Suns do, and deadlines do make deals. So we're getting closer and closer to that trade, or, you know, the artificial trade deadline of the NBA draft, which is the 25th, which would kind of generate for teams, a reason, especially the Suns, if mm-hmm. they want to get picks that they use in what is supposed to be a really strong draft. We're getting closer to that, to the point where I'm starting to wonder if Kevin Durant does get traded in a way that Windhorst talks about. Are you good with that outcome of the idea of the Rockets going, we're going with the same mm-hmm. idea of what we have, and here goes Reed Shepard getting more minutes, maybe more opportunities to be your point guard, and we start pushing in that direction?
I would be good with it, but how many times are you going to be able to put together a team where players on that squad take such a leap in a year that they need to? Is Jalen Green, what's he going to be in the postseason if they get there? You know, how much better and more impactful is Jabari going to be? Tari Eason, just go down the list. I would be good with it, but I'd also be very cautious with it.
I would be a little cautious yeah. for the simple fact of the coaching, because I think you got to find some type of offensive identity
yeah.
if you're going to run this team back, man. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like KD would be kind of the makeup a little bit mm-hmm. where he could come in, he could do what he do.
Yeah.
But as far as the offense totally, I feel like they got to find something else on the coaching side too.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's something that would be a development, but seems like they're in this place where they're trying to make it happen with just a little bit. And I think that there's an opportunity though. I think that there's particular kind of trades that you could put up. I saw someone kind of hypothesize, would those picks be so valuable to Phoenix and the freedom that they get from the maneuverability in salary cap mm-hmm. relief, that they would take something that is built around Dylan Brooks in the number 10 pick. So maybe a couple of their picks yeah. back in return. Dylan Brooks, maybe like a Jock Landale to help you get to the yeah. salary. Maybe you trade Aaron Holiday, who is already seeming like he'll be less involved as Reed Shepard gets more opportunity. So that's a pick that, I mean, that's a haul of players that centers around Dylan Brooks. I think that would suck defensively for you as mm-hmm. a team, but give you more opportunity to play the likes of Jabari and Tari, and you know, move on Dylan Brooks. But I mean, that'd be the Suns getting Dylan Brooks as the main haul and an opportunity to draft some yeah. players yeah. and use their picks, and you know, be that would be incredible if the Suns took it, and it'd be even bigger if the Rockets were able to get a player like Kevin Durant, and they only, and I say only with all due respect mm-hmm. to Dylan Brooks, but only really give up Dylan Brooks from a rotation.
No, oh, yeah, and draft picks. I mean, that's where they want. I mean, they just want to dump some draft picks. That's it.
Yeah, and yeah. so I'm really intrigued by that idea. I just wonder, can you get Phoenix to the point where they're so desperate that they're willing to take a trade compensation mm-hmm. like that? Because
yeah.
that would be the ultimate win. Ultimate. Like, that would be a huge Rafael Stone win on the offseason.
Do y'all see Phoenix kind of holding tight and maybe waiting to the trade deadline or yes. something like that?
Yes, they can afford to.
I feel like
they can afford to. To the trade deadline, for sure. For sure, at least to the deadline.
Yeah, especially yeah. the way everybody
people
is kind of...
People get happy feet, man.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people is kind of tight, unless the yeah. three teams that somebody else outside of the three teams mm-hmm. come with a big offer and be like, whoa, okay, I'll take that offer. But I can see them holding tight.
Well, yeah. the thing about holding tight is, again, Kevin Durant, expiring contract. If people are a little bit uneasy of taking on a 37-year-old with mm-hmm. an expiring contract in the offseason, how much more so are they at the trade deadline of doing that, especially when it's that much more of a rental?
But if you one piece away, yeah. if you're the Rockets and you second in the NBA or something like that, you just need that one person, you might give up a little more.
Yeah,
if you feel like that's going to take you to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And that's giving up an entire another season for the Phoenix Suns at that point, because, again, it feels like they're not able to maneuver and put together a team that would do anything as it's currently configured. So mm-hmm. I feel like there's a level of desperation, and the next week is going to be real interesting because, as they say, deadlines make deals, and the time is indeed ticking. I'm so intrigued to see just what actually comes of this, because we've been following this for a good long time at this point. All right, mm-hmm. you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. The hoop that was being talked about, not hypothetically, but on the court, was actually WNBA yesterday, and it's because they were scrapping. Sophie Cunningham got into a little bit of her enforcer bag, and with that being the case, that got us thinking. Who is your all-time favorite bodyguard? Sports, non-sports, 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. All right, question of the day, Tom, here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Who is your all-time favorite bodyguard or enforcer, sports or non-sports edition? 713-572-4610. Because yesterday, Commissioner's Cup, which is the WNBA equivalent of their in-season tournament, which is now the NBA Cup is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So the Commissioner's Cup, they had a lot of those games going. And one of those games was between the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever. Of course, you hear the Indiana Fever, you know someone in particular is going to be playing and drawing a lot of attention. And there's Caitlin.
Wonder who
Clark.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, how about Caitlin Clark. And at some point during the game, Caitlin Clark, who played at Iowa in the Big Ten, a certain rivalry that she had, rivalry is probably not even the right word, but there was a level of beef, I can tell you that for sure, that she had had dating back to her college days mm-hmm. with an Ohio State guard, J.C. Shelton. That popped up during the game.
Those dirty Ohio State players.
Figgy, care to confirm?
I have no idea. Oh, okay, man. Right, I'm sorry. Good. I'm
slapped
gonna be
her
real.
Clean
with
in
you.
The face.
Yeah, there was contact with the face. I don't know if I'll call that a slap. To be completely
a
honest,
poke something.
It felt a little bit. All right, I don't even want to speculate. But it got aggressive, and then Marina Mabry gave Caitlin mm-hmm. Clark just a good old shove to the ground, and scuffling and you know induced or what have you. Late in the game, I'm talking about final minute of the game, J.C. Shelton was on a wide-open fast break. Sophie Cunningham gave her one of the hard fouls, one of those hard fouls that you'll see in hoops sometimes. And it really did feel like, okay, so that's what happens like in baseball when it's like, all right, we're not going to get you back right now, but your final at bat, expect a hot one. Yeah. Maybe to the rib cage, maybe up around the shoulders, I don't know.
Two arms around her, took her dead to the ground, and then stood up on what they say, business.
Stand on business, yeah. And so, you know, she got into her enforcer bag, and that got us thinking, who are your favorite bodyguards, enforcers in sports or otherwise? 713-572-4610.
First of all, you saw what they're calling Sophie Cunningham now?
What is that?
Enforcer Barbie.
Oh, okay.
That's perfect. That's just perfect. Enforcer Barbie, which she should probably get one of those dolls, actually. Favorite bodyguards, enforcers, whatever you want to call. I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to stand by it. Bill Laimbeer didn't care what you thought. And that, to me, was kind of endearing. Like, there are some guys like Draymond Green. Oh, man, my arms just hand, you know, they go that way. I can't control my legs. Get out of here. If you're going to be that guy, at least own it and be that guy. Bill Laimbeer, you could call him dead to his face. You are a goon. And he'd say, what's your point? What's your point? I like Bill Laimbeer. A couple local, and this might be arguable, but I think it's true. Brian Cushing. Brian Cushing would remember the old bloody face hitting that dude in the helmet?
He headbutted somebody with a helmet on, with his helmet off.
That's right.
With his
helmet off. I was like, I don't even know how if I call that enforcer or what have you. All I know is that was just a dude I didn't want to mess with.
Yeah.
That was all I classified that as. I don't know that I thought about it that far, but I mean, I guess if you want to take it to that space, you can go there. That was one of the ones I was thinking about. But again, just don't want to mess with him. A good text came in that lane of talking about the Rockets. Young Akeem kind of was his own enforcer in some ways. He was like, look, if I need to handle something, I will handle something.
I think
something.
He was just out of control. He would tell you that.
Fair enough. Touche.
Non-sports, any Joe Pesci character in a gangster movie, but especially Tommy DeVito in Goodfellas. That dude.
Mm. Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh. Put that guy's head in a vice.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll absolutely do it. Some other one, and I mean, there's a lot of, for me, I think the hoop ones definitely come to mind. We were talking to Sean earlier, and of course there's a lot of great ones in hockey where the goon, I kind of hate that, like in sports we've legislated out the goon. I understand why. As sports become even bigger business, the idea of, hey, protection and you know, protection of your actual assets of the players that are going to be doing the thing that the entertainment or that people enjoy and come and pay for. You don't want to have dudes that are specifically hired in order to beat them up. But it kind of takes away some of the character of what we've done. Cause like,
oh yeah.
I mean, one of the ones, Charles Oakley,
For sure.
Oh, 100%.
For sure. Which, yeah. And that was absolutely necessary with the Jordan rules and the ways in which mm-hmm. the Pistons were getting under his skin. Like, having yeah. somebody that was like, no, you don't, mm-hmm. was actually not just like something that was, I guess, you know, to protect him, but it was yeah. needed basketball-wise. Yeah. And, of course, Jordan, to give him his credit, like, he had to figure out some of the ways in order to, like, upend those Jordan rules mm-hmm. and play through it to some
yeah.
degree.
Yeah.
But also just having a big, big, mean dude over there that's, like, actually also... we're going to get you back. We're going to tag you back. Mm-hmm. It was necessary. So, yeah, shout out to Oak.
Yeah, some current ones I'm thinking about now. The first one I thought about was Trent Williams. Mm. And I know he's supposed to be the bodyguard, you know, the NFL bodyguard pretty much. But, no, that dude pretty much punched, who was it? The Richard Sherman in the face. It was like a post game. Oh, yeah. And he was talking. He
came up to him.
He punched. Yeah. He damn near punched him. Yeah. And then the other one I was thinking about, kind of recent, but Udonis Haslem.
Mm-hmm.
That's I feel like that's an underappreciated.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Especially the last, I would probably say the last 3 years of his career mm-hmm. where we forgot he was even on the team.
Yeah.
And whenever he come in, he coming knew. In to fight.
You remembered. Who was the wrestling ones you were talking about?
Oh, I was talking about APA, Farouk and Bradshaw.
Yes.
WWE.
Yeah, I completely forgot about
their
them.
Whole thing was bodyguard. It was just like paid protection.
That's awesome. Text board is lighting up. Somebody said Pedro Martinez, but especially if you were a roly-poly Yankees manager. He was.
All right, can we litigate this or relitigate this? There's so many people that come after Pedro Martinez for this. Like he me? Attacked that old. You're on that side?
No, Zimmerman okay. started it.
Yeah, I was like, dog, yeah. all Pedro did
he
was
just
like,
threw him down.
He mashed him down a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, Don Zimmerman was running at him, and Pedro was like, nope, redirecting your energy yeah. over there. Yeah, and no, then yeah. that old man couldn't keep his stability. Why are we mad at Pedro for this?
I defended Pedro when that happened, but it is funny nonetheless. The way he like stumbled two or three times and then fell, Don Zimmerman.
Mo Lucas. Sorry. Maurice Lucas is one of those ones that came up
Mo
a few
Lucas.
Times.
That guy was.
All right, go ahead and tell me, OG. What made Mo Lucas special?
He was a guy that kind of like what you're talking about with Udonis, especially toward the – because Mo Lucas was a all-star. I mean, he was a bad dude. And then toward the end of his career, he's like, who do I need to protect? Put me in the game. Like, he would ask to be put in the game. Like, kind of like a hockey guy. Like yeah. a hockey guy. Just go start, you know, start some nastiness.
Do you feel like Dennis Rodman was that too?
Yes. Yeah, but he was more of a cheap shot artist. Well, we call them cheap shots, but back then it was sort of like what Seth was talking about in a
because
pile.
I feel like people were scared of him, though, man. Yes. Like, especially during that time.
He was a crazy man.
I feel like he was very much needed.
He was a crazy man. I mean, there is no question about it.
All right, so Ty Domi is one that came in on the text line, and I feel bad because I'm not well-versed enough in the hockey to get to that space. Mm-hmm. But I did go, well, I know of Max Domi, and he got a little bit of that to him, too. And I was mm-hmm. like, are they related? And yes. That is his son. I was like, okay. So apparently some of this goonery mm-hmm. is in the blood. And I feel bad using that word again because we're going to end up in that space again. Oh, Faison Love's character in The Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love The Replacements as a movie yeah. all the way around, up and down, left and right. Jack Lambert comes in from the football
well, see,
space.
That's kind of, you're sort of blurring the line. Like somebody said, Andre Johnson. He wasn't a bodyguard.
He wasn't protected.
He just had a moment.
That's yeah. kind of what made it even more incredible is yeah. that we know that he was a dude who was never really going to find himself in that
yeah.
space.
Yeah.
And Courtland Finnegan talked his way into an ass whooping.
Yeah,
that was the beauty of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that wasn't Andre being an enforcer or a bodyguard. That was just him saying, enough is enough. I'm thinking to beat his ass. as he told Gary Kubiak on the side.
That's right. Kermit Wash. Oh.
That, again, no.
That was just a bad moment.
Somebody said Roger Clemens. No, don't blur the line. We're talking about guys whose job it is, like,
to some
Cunningham,
degree.
You know,
like Nikola Jokic's brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That might be on top of the list. I was thinking the Morris twins.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I. Well, there was a point in time where Marcus was kind of the enforcer. Was that when he was with the Clippers? He was kind of the enforcer
yeah.
for Kawhi in a way.
Because I think that's when he got into it with the with Jokic, I want to say.
That sounds about right.
That's when Jokic pushed him in the back.
Suge Knight comes in. Do you feel like there's, because I mean, Dylan Brooks would be, I think, one of, no, I was about to say, Steven Adams is the one for the Rockets
I
right
now. I think he is.
Steven, and it's funny because he's the enforcer, but he is also like the lovable giant as yeah. well. Like,
but he will protect you.
I vividly remember, yeah. and I can't remember what the altercation was. Was it Amen Thompson in there where Steve Adams comes in and he moves the other cat, but he's kind of with a smile the whole way. Like, it's not like, yo, I'm mad. It's just like, hey, all right.
Yeah.
He's got bouncer energy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, buddy, time to go.
That's a perfect way to put it. He's like a bouncer.
He's a bouncer.
Yeah.
Are there any other ones for the Houston sports teams currently? Because people were throwing up like Aziz Al-Shaair.
Again, that's kind of blurring the line.
I don't know that he's like the enforcer per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe, I don't know that, do the Texans have an enforcer? I mean, hell, hopefully the way that Tytus Howard is talking, shout out, like, get out here and show us that nasty in an enforcer way. I'd appreciate that.
The offensive line has not done what it should do in terms of being a bodyguard or an enforcer or whatever, and maybe that'll change this year. Texans, I don't know. Would it be, hate to say it right now, but Jimmy Ward kind of was that guy. He would come across the field.
Sure.
He would come especially across the field.
Especially in practice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Definitely in practice.
Yeah.
Mentioned Vernon Maxwell. Taylor Lewan is a good answer, is a really good answer. Somebody said Kevin Costner, of course, the bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Meta World Peace, obviously talking about Malice at the Palace. I never viewed him as an enforcer. He was just a very loose cannon.
Yeah.
The one in the Malice at the Palace that I would view as an enforcer, Cap'n Jack, in fact.
Steven Jackson?
Yeah, Steven 100%. Jackson, right? Yeah. Like,
100%.
Yep.
He did
Golden
that.
Triangle Zone,
he's
right?
Still doing that.
Everywhere
to this
he
day.
Played.
Did that recently.
He was coaching in the Big Three, and he was out there telling them that he would cut somebody. And I'm like, hey, dog, you got media money right now. I don't know that we could catch you saying this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to Cap'n Jack, or Stack, as we call him, Steven Jackson. But, yeah, man, keep those coming in. Your favorite enforcers, Ralph Sampson. Did you view Ralph Sampson?
No,
enforcer?
He was a finesse player.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Another movie one from the Warriors, Ajax.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
That is a good one.
That's a good enforcer right there.
Neville Hewitt. Would that count? I don't know. All right. We'll keep thinking on those, see if we can get there.
That's
all right,
scary dude.
Scary dude, at least, notwithstanding, that is worth, I guess, looking at to some degree. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You mentioned Jimmy Ward. Let's go around the NFL. We got an update on Jimmy Ward. Let's talk about that. And I want to ask you a question. Is there a player in the NFL that could command 4 first-round picks like Desmond Bain? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.